play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at United Township High School, Tom Meredith, glad to have you with us tonight. Let's send things over to longtime PA announcer here at United Township High School, Mr. Robert Feller, with the starting lineups here at UT, where they shut the lights down. They use a spotlight when they introduce the UT players. Kind of Quincy-ish here, but the weird thing is these lights are on the doorways at the end of the gym.
The Galesburg Silver Streaks. At this time, we need Coach Evan Massey out to the court. Ladies and gentlemen, 900 wins.
Yeah, Massey.
Congratulations, Coach. 900 wins means you're a great coach, but you're very old. And now for your streak starting lineup. At the guard position, a senior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. At another guard position, a sophomore, number 5, Riley Jenkins. Playing the guard position, a senior, number 22, Andrea Simpson. At the forward position, a senior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. At another forward position, a senior, number 42, Deja Range. And now for your Lady Panthers. At the guard position, a junior, number 10, Aria Fix. At the forward position, number 13, a junior, Madison Gordon. Playing the forward position, a sophomore, number 15, Jade Hunter. Playing the guard position, a junior, number 23, Davi Morgan. At the guard position, a junior, number 35, Jazzy Bell. Panthers coached by Kerry Walker, assisted by John Alonzo.
All right, thanks to the PA announcer here, Robert Feller. You got to dig in on Evan there, obviously. They've known each other for a long time. Just about ready to get things underway from United Township High School. Tom Meredith, glad to have you with us. Streaks in their road black, silver numbers, white and silver trim. United Township in their home white, black numbers, orange and black trim. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks at 5'7", Deja Range, and for the Panthers at 5'10", the sophomore, Jade Hunter. Tip one by the Streaks. We are underway here for Silver Streak girls basketball. UT comes out in a 1-2-2 zone. This is Kelsey Legg. Right wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Riley brings it to the top of the key out high left side, Andrea Sampson. She'll pull it back out as the Streaks figure out what they want to do against this zone. Now Chloe McCarthy to Kelsey Legg in the left corner. Back to Chloe McCarthy out high left side, top of the key, Riley Jenkins. Now it's Kelsey Legg, left side, swing it over, tried to get to Andrea, got tipped. Andrea was able to reel it in. Now Riley, now it's Chloe with it. Back to Riley, top of the key. Now to Andrea, right corner, bounces for Deja down on the block, bounces and bounces back out to Andrea, but a little too much on it. Andrea couldn't hold on, and the Streaks turn it over for the first time tonight. Just underway, 7:22 to play here in the first quarter. No score. Galesburg sophomores a winner tonight, 44-34 over the United Township sophomores. Out on the left side, this is Bell with it. Gives top of the key to Fix. Now left wing, it goes to Gordon. Gordon dribbles out high. Underneath it goes to Hunter. Scoops a shot up, partially blocked by Deja, and Deja comes down with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives way to Riley. Right wing, Andrea back to Riley, top of the key. Kelsey Legg, now Riley in the corner. Ball gets knocked away by Hunter. Out of bounds, and the Streaks will have it on the left baseline, just next to our broadcast position here at the end of the floor at United Township. Kelsey Legg to inbound. No score, just under 7 minutes to play here in the first quarter. And it comes to Riley. Back to Kelsey in the left corner. Fires a three. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Gordon for United Township. As the three missed by Kelsey. Now a near steal by Deja, knocked it away, and Deja couldn't reel it in, goes out of bounds on the sideline. UT will trigger from there. And we got a whistle. What's the holdup? I'm not sure what's going on. Oh, wow, he's letting Hunter was fixing her hair, getting her braids back in the bun there, in the band. Now this is Bell. Gives to Hunter, left wing. She'll fire the three. That is missed. And a rebound comes off the hands of Chloe McCarthy. And Bell comes away with it. A three up and good by Madison Gordon. Gordon with a three-pointer. Now it's Riley Hunter. Andrea Sampson out high right side. Dribbles right. Gives to Kelsey Legg, right baseline. Kelsey penetrates and lost it on the inline, and the Streaks have turned it over twice now and have not scored. 3-0 United Township. On the three-pointer from Madison Gordon. Full court pressure from the Streaks. This is Bell. Runs it down. Left side, it goes to Fix. Fix runs down the left side. Howard off the glass. No good. Rebound to Hunter up off the glass. Missed it. Bell with a second rebound. Missed it. Now the official out near midcourt. I'm not sure what he saw because we have about the same angle, and you couldn't tell that there was any contact anywhere. Who'd you call it on? Deja Range gets called for a foul. And Jasmine Bell's going to go to the free throw line where she hits the first. First foul in the basketball game. 5:55 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 4-0. Now make it 5-0 as Bell hits both. Riley Jenkins gives to Andrea Sampson in the right corner. Goes to Deja Range. Back out high to Riley Jenkins on the right side. Now it's Andrea Sampson. Bounces for Deja, and it's stolen away by Hunter. Three turnovers for the Streaks early on and no points. Right wing. Shot is up and no good by Fix. And Riley Jenkins ran down the rebound. And a foul is going to be called on Jasmine Bell. She reached in on Riley. First foul on the Panthers. 5:34 to play here in quarter number one. Streaks trail 5-0. First substitution of the game has a player not on the roster. Who is it? If it's the same as on the varsity or on the sophomore roster, it would be Janessa Martin, but I'm not sure. There's no 33 on the varsity roster. Kelsey Legg with it, left wing, right wing to Andrea Sampson. She'll fire the three. Bounces too strong. Rebound Jasmine Bell for the Streaks. So Streaks without a point yet. Three-pointer up and no good by the unknown player. And the rebound comes down to Deja Range. Deja with two rebounds now. 5:06 to play here in the first quarter. 5-0. UT with a lead. Andrea Sampson, top of the key, dribbles right. Gives to Kelsey Legg on the right wing. Kelsey swings it over to Riley Jenkins. Left wing, she'll fire the three. Good! Kelsey Legg to Riley Jenkins. She puts in the three. and make it 5-3 now. Streaks are on the board. Kaylee Miller set to check in for the Streaks. Underneath it goes to Hunter. Got cut off there by Desjardins, so she had to dribble it out. Ball gets knocked away by Chloe McCarthy. It'll go back to the Panthers. Kaylee Miller checks in. Lauren Livingston in. Kelsey Legge and Chloe McCarthy will get a break. Kaylee, a 5'5 junior, and Lauren, a 5'7 sophomore. Out high right side, this is Morgan for UT, working against Riley Jenkins. Now dribbles back to the right. Is to Bell at the right elbow down the court. Took an extra step. No travel call, but now we've got a foul on the rebound. Andrea Sampson brought down the rebound. And the foul went against Daviana Morgan, I believe. Yeah, Daviana Morgan picks up the foul. Her first, second team foul on the Panthers. 4:21 to play. Here in the first quarter, Streaks trail 5-3. This is Riley Jenkins out high right side. Andrea Sampson. Now it's Kaylee Miller, top of the key. Out high left side. Riley Jenkins. Backdoor pass to Andrea on the left side. Puts it up off the glass. Too strong. Lauren Livingston with the rebound. Got hammered. No call. And then she brought the rebound down. It got knocked away. And now a push is going to be called on Deja. So that's going to be the second foul on Deja Range. So Andrea missed the shot underneath. Lauren Livingston got the rebound, and on the putback got fouled, no call. And we'll go back the other way after the foul called on Deja Range, her second. Quickly, Chloe McCarthy back up and replaces her. Morgan with it out high right side. Right wing, it goes to Fix. Top of the key, it's Gordon now left side. Morgan now Bell in the paint. Knocked away by Kelsey Legg. The ball goes out of bounds, and it touched Bell last. So the Streaks will bring it back the other way. Streaks, 3 points, three turnovers. It's 5-3 UT, 3:44 to play here in the first quarter. Riley Jenkins, top of the key, out high right side. It's Kaylee Miller, swing it over to Riley on the left wing. And she'll fire the three. Missed that one, and the rebound's going to go off of Chloe McCarthy's hand. And it'll go back the other way. 3.5 minutes to play, first quarter of action here tonight. Western Big Six play from United Township. Morgan with it on the dribble, left side. Ball stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Got tackled, knocked to the floor, and no call. My goodness. And now we're going to have a jump ball called. I mean, Riley got bumped and knocked to the floor. Then as she was falling to the floor, got knocked the other way, and no call on it. A jump ball, the possession arrow points toward United Township. So that goes as the fourth Streaks turnover. Not sure what's going on here tonight. Morgan with it on the right wing. Picks up, looks for help. Gets to Bell going down the left side lane. Scoops it up with the left hand and in. Jasmine Bell with her first basket. She's got four of the United Township seven. They lead 7-3 under 3 minutes to play first quarter. Kelsey Legg to Kaylee Miller in the left corner. Back to Kelsey Legg. Out high right side. It goes to Riley Jenkins. Now back to Kelsey. Left baseline. Kaylee Miller for three. Bounces off too strong. And the rebound comes down to UT, but a steal by Chloe McCarthy. Now it's Riley Jenkins, top of the key for three, too strong on it. And the rebound comes down to Hunter for United Township. So the Streaks only basket, the three-pointer from Riley Jenkins, 2:20 to play here in the first quarter, 7-3 United Township. This is Fix with it on the dribble, goes baseline. Shot blocked by Lauren Livingston. Somehow Fix got it back, missed it, got her own rebound, missed again, now puts it up again, got blocked, and it's going to go out of bounds. It'll go back to United Township. So Fix with a couple of shots at it and a couple of rebounds. And they'll inbound in the form of Gordon. And it comes to Fix, top of the key, dribbles left wing to Morgan. Morgan brings it out to the top of the key with 2 minutes to play. Now it is Gordon, missed the shot, and the rebound goes to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey on the dribble, down to the right baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, too strong, and wow, the rebound went off Hunter last, and they're going to say it goes back the other way. And a 30-second timeout is going to be called by United Township head coach Kerry Walker. 1:48 to play here in The first quarter, Streets trail 7-3, thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streets road games all throughout the football season for Brad and the crew, boys basketball, girls basketball. They always give us a nice vehicle to go to all the games in. And the great thing this one tonight, 2015 Nissan Rogue, fully loaded, and a pro-certified lifetime warranty. That's right, Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a lifetime limited powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited mileage, and unlimited cost to you. Or excuse me, no cost to you. I shouldn't say unlimited. It's no cost to you, and you're not going to find a better deal. Talk to them. Give them a call or stop by and talk to them. Let them tell you about the lifetime warranty, because you're not finding that other places. As a nice move down the right side, Morgan missed the shot, and the rebound's going to be knocked out of bounds by Bell. And it'll come back to the Streaks. Galesburg Nissan, check out their great inventory of new and pre-owned. And again, that lifetime warranty, that on vehicles 5 years old or newer. Check it out. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Home of the lifetime warranty. Lauren Livingston misses the three, but Andrea Sampson with a rebound for the Streaks. Now it's Lauren Livingston with it. Out high left side. Free throw line. It goes to Riley Jenkins. Right baseline, Kelsey Legg. Now Riley Jenkins. Back to Andrea Sampson out high on the left side. 1:13 to play in the quarter. Streets trail 7-3. Andrea fires a three out high right side. Good! Andrea Sampson with her first basket of the night. And make it 7-6. So Streets staying in it with just a couple of threes. UT getting a lot of shots on it at the other end. They're just not able to put anything in. Streets with four turnovers to go along with their 6 points. Under a minute to play. Hunter's out of the key. Knocked away and stolen by Chloe McCarthy. Chloe with two steals here tonight. Gives to Riley Jenkins. Right baseline for three. Bounces off, no good. Lauren Livingston with the offensive rebound. Turn around, 10-footer up and no good, but she is fouled. Nice offensive rebound by Lauren Livingston. And the foul goes against Gordon. Madison Gordon with her first. And Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line with two shots. Lauren Livingston, 5'7 sophomore. First shot is too strong. 41.4 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 7-6. Back in for United Township is Fix, and she replaces, Aaliyah Gomez, who was in briefly. Lauren Livingston's second shot is up and good. She's got her first point, and we are tied at 7. Morgan out high right side to Gordon. Gordon on the dribble with 34. Stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Nice defensive play. Lauren gives way to Chloe McCarthy on high right side. Riley Jenkins, top of the key with 25 to play. Now it's Lauren Livingston with it. Out high on the left side. Left corner goes to Kelsey Legg. She'll fire the three. Too strong. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy. Chloe kicks over to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Now underneath Lauren Livingston. Too strong. Can't hit. And a rebound to Chloe McCarthy. Right wing, it is Andrea Sampson. Now Lauren has it on the feed from Riley Jenkins. Nice fake, and Bell went for it, and Jasmine Bell picks up her second foul. Good job by Lauren Livingston on the fake to put it Bell up in the air and draw the contact. So Chloe McCarthy with another rebound for the Streaks, and Lauren Livingston back to the free throw line with two more shots. First one is up and good. Streaks have their first lead of the night with 0.3 seconds to play in the first quarter. It's Galesburg 8, United Township 7. Quickly, Elia Gomez back in, and she replaces Bell for United Township. Second shot for Lauren Livingston. Up, that one is good as well. 0.3 to play, and first quarter comes to an end. After one, it is Galesburg 9, United Township 7. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
It used to be every business had a storefront and a landline. Nowadays, many businesses are run out of homes and online, and they come in all shapes and sizes. At Tompkins State Bank, we understand your business is different from the guy down the street, which is why we offer many business checking accounts to suit your individual needs. I'm Shelby Woodruff at Tompkins State Bank in Knoxville. Come in and talk to me about your business, and we'll decide which business checking account is right for you.
Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. Member FDIC. If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
After one quarter of play, the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 9-7. Getting ready to start the second quarter. Streaks with the basketball, and I'm not sure what's going on. Gordon was sitting on the bench, and they only came out with four players. That's why. So now United Township with five. They're missing Brandy LaFontaine, who is out with a shoulder injury, 6-foot senior who played a lot over the last 2 years for this team, and injured, I guess, in swimming, and she's got an MRI coming up and could end up being out for the season. Streaks with it to start the second quarter. Nice feed from Riley Jenkins to Chloe McCarthy. Couldn't hit the shot, got her own rebound, and missed again. Back the other way go the Panthers. Streaks with the lead, 9-7. Morgan on the left wing on the dribble. Out high right side, it goes to, or excuse me, that was Morgan. It was Gordon to Morgan. Now it's Hunter with it. Kicks out to Gordon. Now it's Morgan out near the center circle, out near the big UT in the middle, working against Riley Jenkins. Now it's Hunter out high on the right side. Hunter working against Deja Range. Deja taps it away. Hunter gets it back. Deja got to be careful. She's working with two fouls. Hunter on the dribble. Now kicks it out to Fix. Now top of the key, it's Hunter. Hunter dribbles again, gives in the right corner to Gomez. Now it's fixed. Now to Morgan. Now it goes to Gordon. Runs down the right side. Lays it up and misses it. And she came down with a rebound, but she was standing out of bounds. So Madison Gordon, who's got 3 points on a three-pointer. Streaks will bring it back the other way. Five turnovers in the game for United Township. This is Riley Jenkins. Hesitation. Now down the left side. Put it up. Call on the floor, though, before she got up. She got a push. It's going to go against Morgan. That's going to be her second foul. And that is now the 15th foul on the Panthers. Kelsey Legg will inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Deja Range. Now it's Andrea Sampson out between the circles. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Now I'm not sure what defense UT's in. I guess they've gone man-to-man now. Looked like they were even a little confused as to what they were doing. Riley Jenkins with it. Now Streaks has got to realize that they're in a man-to-man, and they do. Chloe McCarthy, top of the key. Andrea Sampson with it on the left wing, working against Gordon. Top of the key, Kelsey Legg. Bounces for Riley Jenkins on the right wing. Back out to Kelsey, top of the key, and she'll reset. I don't know if you can hear the UT student section. Every time Kelsey Legg or Riley Jenkins touches it, they're yelling air ball, and the ball got knocked away. It's going to go back to the Streaks. Somebody had a hold of Deja's arm, and she was trying to bring down the pass as she was going down the left side of the lane. Got knocked away. It goes off of Hunter Lass. So the Streaks will get it back. Kelsey Legg will inbound from the sideline. And it comes to Riley Jenkins between the circles. Chloe McCarthy with it now. Top of the key, Deja Range. Deja looks over the defense and bounces for Riley. Riley with it to Kelsey, left wing. Fakes, dribbles, goes right to the top of the key. Now it goes to Riley Jenkins, and she'll get over to Andrea Sampson on the left wing. Andrea to Chloe, back to Andrea. She'll fire the three from the left wing. Off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to United Township. Andrea, 1-for-3 from behind the arc. 1-for-4 in the ball game. 9-7, 5.5 play the first half. Moore put it on the right wing. Picked up. Just to Fix out high right side to Hunt out of the key. Now it's Fix between the circles. Now go to Gordon, top of the key. And that's a double dribble, thank you. Oh, they're calling a foul. Wow. Wow. She double dribbled the ball. She bounced it when she got it up, and then she dribbled again, and he called a foul on Chloe McCarthy. Wow. Okay, interesting. 9-7 Streaks lead, 5:15 to play here in the first half. Not a lot of scoring in this one. Has not been a pretty basketball game so far either direction. Hunter with it out between the circles, and their best scorer, Bell, is on the bench with two fouls. This is Hunter, the sophomore, gives way to Fix. Now to Gomez out high left side. This is Morgan with it. Morgan dribbled it off her foot. Ball goes to the floor. Somehow Gordon came up with it, got it off to Hunter. Hunter on the right wing. Working against Deja, penetrates, throws up the runner, missed it. Rebounded Gomez. Shot blocked by Riley Jenkins. And now we've got a reach called. What was it called on? Or maybe the ball just got. Nope, the foul goes against Jade Hunter for the reach. That is the 16 foul, so the Streaks will be shooting from here on out. Chelsea Stevenson in for the first time tonight. Also, Lauren Livingston back in as Deja Range and Andrea Sampson get a break. 4:39 to play first half. Streaks lead 9-7. Lauren Livingston out high left side. Kelsey Legg left baseline. Back to Lauren Livingston. Now Kelsey has it on the baseline. Kicks out to Riley Jenkins to have the key. Back to Kelsey left wing. Swing it over to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing. Back to Riley, top of the key, stops, 18-footer is up and good. Riley Jenkins with five, and the Streaks lead 11-7 with 4:14 to play in the first half. Morgan with it on the dribble. Goes behind the back, picks up, and gives to Fix. Now between the circles, it's Hunter. Left wing, it goes to Gordon. Gordon working against Lauren Livingston, brings it out between the circles and directs some traffic. Under 4 minutes now to play in the half. Kicks it out to Fix. She'll fire a three-pointer out high left side. Missed it, and the rebound comes down to Kelsey Legg for the Streaks. And what happened? She loses it. They say she stepped on the inline. I'm not sure, but she had it. And now the Streaks turned it over. That is their fifth of the ball game. They had four in the first quarter, first one here in the second quarter. Gordon to inbound. Looking for help, finally gets it into Gomez, top of the key. She dribbles right, and it's knocked away briefly by Kelsey Legg. Gomez forces her way in there, now passes to Hunter, and Hunter hooked Chloe McCarthy, but she got called for a double dribble this time, and that is the sixth turnover by the Panthers. 3:41 to play first half. Streaks with an 11-7 lead. Riley Jenkins with it. Right baseline, Chelsea Stevenson. Back to Riley, top of the key. Kick over to Kelsey Legg in the left corner. Kelsey puts it on the floor, brings it back out to the wing. Now Riley Jenkins, top of the key, back to Kelsey. Left corner goes to Lauren Livingston. Fires a three. Good! Lauren Livingston with her first basket of the ball game to go along with three free throws and make it 14-7 Streaks as they've doubled up UT here. And now a travel is going to be called on Gordon. Not sure what she was trying to do, but going down the right side of the lane, just picked it up and took a step there. Seven turnovers and 7 points for the Panthers. Andrea Sampson back in. She'll replace Chelsea Stevenson. 3:14 to play first half. Streaks lead 14-7. UT back in the 1-2-2 zone. Lauren Livingston to Riley Jenkins. Out high right side. Goes top of the key. Gives to Kelsey Legg in the left corner. Back to Riley, top of the key. Now to Andrea Sampson on the right wing. Andrea puts it on the floor. Back to Riley. Now it's Kelsey. Left corner goes to Lauren Livingston. Back to Kelsey Legg. Penetrates, kicks underneath to Chloe McCarthy, spins in the paint, kicks back out to Riley, top of the key for three, too strong. Rebound tapped up and finally pulled away by United Township. 14-7 Streaks, running down the left side. Fix misses the shot, but the rebound comes down to whoever the unknown player is for United Township. I haven't heard the PA announcer say her name yet either. Bell back in for United Township, and she's got it at the left elbow. Kicks out, and a three-pointer up and good. Let's see if I can... Janaea Bell is who it is. Okay. Janaea Bell for three. Now Lauren Livingston for three out high left side. Missed it. And the rebound comes down to Janaea Bell. Streak struggling from the field, but they lead 14-10. Now Bell misses a shot, gets her own rebound, puts it up, misses again. 14-10 Streaks, under 2 minutes to play in the half. Lauren Livingston, 18-footer left baseline, bounces off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Janaea Bell for United Township. Right wing, it is Fix. Missed the three-pointer. Bell with another offensive rebound, put it up and missed it. As Coach Massey said, she'll put up a lot of shots, and she has, and she's missed most of the second quarter. She's still taking a lot of shots. 14-10 Streaks, a minute 30 to play in the half. Riley Jenkins on the dribble out near midcourt. Got to be careful you don't get a five call. Goes right on her. Now gets to Andrea on the left side. Andrea Sampson. Kelsey Legg between the circles. Riley Jenkins right wing. Backdoor pass to Andrea Sampson. Left side. Fakes up off the glass and in. Nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson. Andrea with five. Make it 16-10 Streaks. A minute 12 to play in the half. Fix with it. Top of the key. Right wing to Hunter. to Belle, Janaea Belle on the right side. I'm guessing she and Jasmine are sisters. They do look a lot alike, although Jasmine a bit taller. And this is Jasmine with it at the free throw line. Left side to Janaea. Now it's Fix with it. Fix dribbles right. Under a minute to play. Also into the ballgame, Adeline Boer. Now back to Fix. Misses the three-pointer. And Bell with another offensive rebound. Leans in, puts it up, and missed it again. Now Hunter with an offensive rebound. And she puts it back in, and she is fouled. So the Streaks having their struggles on the offensive glass here tonight. And I'm not going to have official stats on that because I can't keep track of everything. Brad Benowitz is able to do that. I can't do it. I need Eric to do that for me. Bell's going to come back out with 40.9 to play here in the half. I don't think Coach Walker wants her to pick up her third. Deja Range back in for the Streaks. Jade Hunter, free throw up and good. She completes a three-point play. Her first three of the ballgame, 16-13 Streaks, 35 seconds to play in the half. Riley Jenkins gives to Andrea Sampson. Now it's Deja Range right wing. Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Right baseline, it goes to Andrea. Now it's Chloe McCarthy. Kelsey Legg, left wing. Swing it over to Andrea on the right wing. Now it's Riley. Back to Kelsey, left baseline. Swing it back to Riley, top of the key. Three-pointer is up and too strong. Rebound comes down to Gomez for United Township. Now a steal by Riley Jenkins. Riley down the left side, lays it up. Got it, and she's fouled. Pushed from behind by Aria Fix. Riley Jenkins with the basket and the chance at the traditional three-point play with 6.4 seconds left. Nice steal by Riley. Brings it down, laid it up, took the contact and put it in. As Lexi Tucker checks in, she'll replace Deja Range. 18-13, Streaks lead. That is the first foul on Fix. Riley Jenkins at the free throw line. Shot is up, too strong. Rebound brought down by Fix. 3 seconds play. Fix on the run with two. Now with one, they're not even going to get a shot off. And we have played one half of basketball. It is the Galesburg Silver Streaks, kind of an ugly one so far, but the Streaks in the lead. After one half, it is Galesburg 18, United Township 13. We'll come back with our halftime program. We'll run down a halftime scoreboard, the upcoming schedule. What we've got for halftime stats for you as well. Streaks lead at 18-13. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
As parents, you want to prepare your child for anything life throws at them. In a similar way, we intentionally try to give our students experiences, skills, and knowledge in a variety of disciplines that will help them become a well-rounded servant leader when they graduate. I'm Bob Newthorne, administrator at Galesburg Christian School. It's our greatest desire to watch our graduates walk across the stage knowing they're prepared to stand out as a responsible person of integrity, whose interactions with others demonstrate the love of Jesus. Wherever your child is in their academic career, I would love to have the opportunity to talk with you about the impact GCS can have on your students' future. Our students stand out because of their drive, because of their commitment to work hard, and because they know that they're doing their best, all for the glory of God. If you want your child to have the Lord in their heart as they meet the challenges of this uncertain world, come take a tour and discover the educational option that will nurture your child's mind as well as their soul.
To find more information about GCS programs and how to apply for second semester, visit www.galesburgchristian.org or give them a call to schedule a personal tour today.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get a triple breakfast stack? Since today is the big day, my time to shine. I'm taking names and showing them who's boss.
Well, good luck on your game today.
Game? No, I'm a substitute teacher for third graders.
Oh, that is big.
For every kind of big day, there's McDonald's new triple breakfast stacks, stacked with two sausage patties and two slices of cheese with bacon and egg on your choice of McMuffin, biscuit, or McGriddles.
Woo, go big. And pull around, please.
Participating McDonald's for a limited time.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at United Township High School, Tom Meredith, we are at halftime, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 18-13. Not a pretty game by any means, as neither team shooting the ball very well. We'll get to that coming up for you in just a bit. Our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. The Streak sophomores and winner here tonight, 44-34 over United Township. Coming up on the schedule tomorrow night, the Galesburg High boys basketball team will have their first Western Big Six Conference game, their first road game of the season as well, as they will travel up here to Rock Island to take on the Rocks at the Rock Garden. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will have that for you. 7:06 pregame, 7:30 schedule tip here on WGIL. Then on Saturday, the boys have the day off. The girls will be back at it at John Thiel Gym. The Limestone Rockets will come to town out of the Middle Illini Conference, and that'll be a 1:10 pregame and 1:30 for the tip here on WGIL. Also, let's see, we've got the Illinois Fighting Illini basketball team will be, well, let's see, where are we at? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The Illini basketball team on Sunday, they'll be on the road at Nebraska, 3 o'clock for the pregame, and that Big Ten opener for the Fighting Illini, 3 o'clock pregame, 4 o'clock for the tip on that one. Bears in New York to take on the Giants on Sunday, that on 92.7 FM, the Laser, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Following that, the girls next Thursday night, a week from tonight, will be back up here again. We'll travel over to Rock Island, take on the Alamon Pioneers. The boys next Friday night will be here at United Township High School, but in the bigger gym next door to where we're at. And then next weekend, the girls will be on the road at Canton for a 12:10 start, 12:30 for the tip. And the boys, will be off until the following Tuesday when they will play host to Macomb. So that's the upcoming schedule. So our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Streaks lead it 18-13. Come back and give you our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, I don't want to. I don't think I can.
Okay, I understand. Then we won't.
But we need to.
Yeah, you keep saying that. But when we get ready to do it, you freak out!
For a lot of people, the stress of having a bathroom remodeled is enough reason to put it off altogether. What if I could promise to get it done before you had time to worry about it? At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, all we need is a few days to transform the look of your bathroom with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. For the quickest and most stress-free remodel available, 342 Heat. That's 342 Heat.
To make sure you have a smooth ride during the cold months, get your vehicle winter ready now. Hi, it's Michelle Batson from the Yum Service Department. If you can't remember the last time you had your vehicle serviced, it might be time to schedule some regular maintenance. Come out to Yum for our winter service special. It includes an oil change and tire rotation. We'll check your brakes, antifreeze, battery, belts, hoses, and more. Only $79.95.
And as always, free service, pickup, and delivery if you live or work in the Galesburg area. Schedule your winter service today at Yam, North Henderson, Galesburg.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Lori Plunk from WGIL reminding you that Harmony Baptist Church in Galesburg will host a Christmas cantata. 10,000 Hallelujahs will be performed December 16th at 6 p.m. and December 20th at 7 p.m. at the church on Hawkinson Avenue. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clouds tonight, patchy fog, a slight chance of freezing rain overnight, a low near 27. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, patchy fog, a high near 36, and tomorrow night, cloudy with showers overnight, with temperatures rising to around 39 degrees by 5 a.m. and clouds on Saturday with rain likely before noon and a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 degrees, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
We are at halftime at United Township High School. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the United Township Panthers 18-13. Streaks, after trailing early and having trouble putting the ball in the basket, they ended up leading at the end of the first quarter 9-7. The Streaks had four of their five turnovers in that first quarter. They outscored UT 9-6 in that second quarter. Scoring wise, it's Riley Jenkins leading the way for the Streaks. She's got 7 points, a three and a couple of twos. 6 points for Lauren Livingston on a three and 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Andrea Sampson on a three and a two. Streaks, 3 for 5 from the line. Just 3 for 12 from behind the arc. 6 for 22 overall from the field. UT not much better. They're led by Jasmine Bell with 4 points on a basket and 2 free throws. She's just 1 of 6 from the field. 3 points for Jade Hunter on a basket and a free throw. 3 points for Madison Gordon on a three. 3 points for Janaea Bell on a three. They are 2 for 5 from behind the arc. 3 for 3 from the free throw line, but just 4 for 18 overall. And they've actually had some pretty good looks at it. A lot of offensive rebounds, which I wasn't keeping track of that, but they've got a bunch of them. Rebounding-wise for the Streaks, I've got Deja with 4, Chloe with 3, Kelsey 2, Lauren with 2, Riley with 1, Andrea with a couple for the Streaks. Again, Streaks turned over 5 times in the first half. UT ended up with 8 turnovers in the first half. Of course, they were without Jasmine Bell, their leading scorer, for a time, as she was out with a couple of fouls, but came back midway through. And Coach Massey talked about the fact she shoots the ball a lot. She did shoot it a lot, that's for sure. Wasn't real successful at it, but she did put it up a lot of times. And I think Coach Massey said she had one of the games recently that she had 50 attempts from the field. That's a lot. That is a lot. So the Streaks lead it here 18-13. Halftime, our halftime stats brought to you by, what did I say? I told you. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street here in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road games. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. And by the way, their Philly Frontier food drive, it's kind of ended, but if you can get in there still tomorrow, you can still help out with the food drive. They'll give you one more day tomorrow that if you can get in there. And that Frontier, it's got a lot of food in it. They've been really successful, but they can always use more. Of course, it'll go to the fish food pantry. So the Philly Frontier food drive, you can go check it out on the showroom floor there, and got some incentives for bringing some food out as well. So talk to them at Galesburg Nissan, 2880 North Henderson in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less, home of the lifetime warranty. UT with a basketball to start the second half. Streaks lead 18-13. This is Morgan with it. Streaks in a man-to-man defense. Gordon left side, it goes to Bell on the baseline. Puts it on the floor, gets into the paint, kicks out to Morgan. Left wing, Hunter, traveled, no call. Pulls it back out on the dribble now, working against Deja. Comes toward the baseline. Now back out again and gives way to Morgan. Morgan gets a pick from Fix, dribbles right, gets another pick, cut off by Riley Jenkins. 200 top of the key. Fix runs down the right side, missed the shot. Deja with a rebound. That is her fourth in the ball game. Fix 0 for 5 from the field. Left baseline, Andrea Sampson thought about the three, penetrates. Nice bounce to Deja, puts it up off the glass short, but a foul from behind. Somebody got a piece of her. It's going to go against Aria Fix. That'll be her first, and that's why Deja missed that one. I thought I didn't see the grab from behind, but obviously Fix got a hold of her. So Deja will go to the free throw line. First shot is no good. Deja yet to score in the ballgame here tonight. 7:01 to play here in the third quarter. Second shot up, and that one is good. Deja with her first point to go along with 5 rebounds. 19-13 Streaks. This is Gordon out high left side. Gordon on the dribble, goes to the right wing, tapped away by Chloe McCarthy, goes out of bounds to the UT bench, and the Panthers will inbound there. It will be Gordon to inbound. And it comes to Morgan. Morgan between the circles with it, working against Riley Jenkins. Down the left side, took an extra step with it, laid it up and in. Morgan with her first basket, and they get 19-15 streaks. Quickly back the other way, Riley Jenkins with it. Andrea Sampson out high right side to Kelsey Legg in the right corner. In the paint, it goes to Chloe McCarthy out to Andrea between the circles. Dribbles left, kicks out to Riley Jenkins. Now Riley gives right side to Kelsey Legg. She'll fire the three, too strong. Rebound Andrea Sampson on the weak side. Now it's Kelsey Legg again. Penetrates, gets between the defenders, can't hit, but a blocking foul is going to go against Gordon. Madison Gordon picks up her second foul now, and Kelsey Legg is going to go to the free throw line with two shots. Nice penetration there by Kelsey after she missed the three. Aggressive going to the basket, and she'll have a chance to get her first point of the night. Andrea Sampson with the offensive rebound to keep it alive for the streak. 6:15 to play here in the third quarter. Streaks lead 20-15 now as Kelsey hits the first. Kelsey Legg, senior guard for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. So her first 2 points of the night. And make it 21-15. Quickly back the other way. Fix with it. Finds Bell wide open out of the basket. Puts it up and in. Nobody got back on that one. Bell with her second basket. She's got 6 points to make it 21-17. Streak 6 minutes to play third quarter. Out high left side, Kelsey Legg. Riley Jenkins left corner for three. Too strong. Rebound comes down to Morgan for, or Gordon rather, for UT. Quickly back the other way. Bell running the floor. Put it up. Looked like a good clean block by Riley Jenkins. They're going to say she got might have had the left hand down on her. So Riley gets called for the foul. That's her first. So Jasmine Bell will go to the free throw line with two shots. Bell, 5'8 junior for the Panthers. First one in and out, no good. 4 points on the night for Bell. Or excuse me, 6 points now. She had four in the first half. Eyes the second. It's up, and that one is good. And make it 21-18. Just under 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Streaks with a lead. Riley Jenkins to Andrea Sampson. Deja now Riley on high right side. Back to Andrea on the right side. She'll fire the three. Good! That is her second of the ball game. She's got eight. And make it 24-18. This is Morgan on the dribble. Right wing it goes to Fix. Missed the shot. And Riley Jenkins had the rebound. And somebody went over her back. And no call, but it's going to go back to the streaks. So they'll bring it the length of the court with 5:25 to play here in the third quarter. Riley Jenkins brings it across for the streaks. She'll set the offense with 5:20 to play. Andrea Sampson out high right side gives to Kelsey Legg. Now Riley Jenkins left wing. Backdoor pass to Andrea Sampson. Got tapped away. Andrea gets it back. And ooh, somebody got her across the arm, and they didn't call the foul. Gordon comes away with it. Wow. Right across the arm. Now a travel. And nope, we're going to have a foul called. The foul after the travel. Riley gets the call, so she's got two quick fouls here. Back to UT. Bell travel with it in the paint. Runner up off the glass and in. I'm not sure how you don't call that travel. She ducked her head and took a step and rammed her way in there. Puts it up and in. I guess if they don't call it, it's effective. 24-20 streaks. Riley Jenkins out high right side. Andrea Sampson. Andrea. Deja down on the right side, puts it up off the glass, too strong, and the rebound comes out long. Riley Jenkins comes away with it, drives left side, puts it up and in. So Deja having trouble getting it up and in, but that time Riley able to clean it up after the long rebound. She's got nine, 26-20 streaks. Ball goes, it gets knocked away. Morgan comes away with it, then Riley knocked it away again out near midcourt. Panthers will have it back. Chelsea Stevenson back in for the streaks. She'll give Andrea Sampson a break. Lauren Livingston set to check back in as well. She'll give Deja a break. 4:27 to play in the third. Streaks with a 26-20 lead. Gordon inbound, and it comes to Hunter. Hunter, top of the key, dribbles right down the right side, gets between the defenders, scoops it up and in. Jade Hunter with five now. Make it 26-22. This team is not going to go away. Streaks need to put together a good offensive push here. Lauren Livingston for three, can't hit. Quickly back the other way. Fix runs down the right side. She lays it up and in. Her first basket of the ball game, and it's 26-24. Warren Livingston out high left side. Thought about the three. Now picks up. Gets to Chelsea Stevenson right side. Riley Jenkins. Lauren Livingston. Left corner goes to Kelsey Legg. Swing it over to Riley Jenkins. Nice look underneath to Chloe McCarthy up off the glass. Can't hit. And Hunter away with a rebound. Morgan to Gordon. Three-pointer out high left side. No good. Rebound bounces around. And Kelsey Legg comes away with it for the Streaks. Kelsey bounces down, goes down the right side, gets between the defenders, got around one, and laid it up and in. Nice take by Kelsey Legg. Had the defenders with their backs to her. She ran right up their back. Streaks lead 28-24. This is Morgan, gives to Hunter. Nice pick and roll there. Hunter going to the basket, didn't put it on the floor, just went straight up with it. She's got four in the quarter, seven for the game. Three-pointer up and no good for Kelsey Legg, and they say the rebound went off the Streaks last. With 2:55 to play in the quarter, and Streaks head coach Evan Massey calls a 30-second timeout. 2:55 to play in the quarter. Streaks leading 28-26. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streaks road contests. And driving a 2015 Nissan Rogue tonight. Pro-certified lifetime warranty. That's right, Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. Your vehicle includes a limited lifetime powertrain warranty, unlimited time, unlimited miles, and it doesn't cost you anything. That's what's really cool about this. Doesn't cost you a thing. Stop by and talk to them about it because, man, if you're buying, whether it's new or pre-owned, can you beat that? I don't think you can. I mean, not likely that something's going to go wrong because they're gone over and over again, so they're making sure even if it's a pre-owned that it's a very, very nice vehicle. But if something does happen, again, the lifetime warranty. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Now on the give and go, it's Morgan to Bell. Bell puts it up and in. And we are tied at 28 with 2:43 to play in the third. Riley Jenkins, Andrea Sampson out high right side to Kelsey Legg. Now left wing, it goes to Riley Jenkins. Back door to Andrea Sampson, right side, leans in, puts it up and in. Nice pass from Riley to Andrea. She's got 10. And now got an injury timeout. I'm not sure what happened. Gordon is, she's kind of bent over. I have no idea what happened. Now their trainer's going to come out and look. Janaea Bell's going to replace Gordon. 2:27 to play in the third. Streaks with a 30-28 lead. So, she's walking off under her own power. No idea what happened. I know Andrea kind of faked and then went up, and I don't know if she caught, Andrea's shoulder on the way up, but if there was contact, Andrea took it and put it up and in anyway. 30-28, Streaks lead. Morgan will bring it across for the Panthers. Dribbles right. Trying to get it to Bell in the paint. And now threw it to nowhere and a turnover by the Panthers. That's the first turnover by either team here in the second half. Deja Range comes away with it. Andrea Sampson out high right side. Right wing it goes to Kelsey Legg. Back to Chloe, top of the key for three. That's too strong, and the rebound comes down to Hunter for UT. Now it's Morgan with under 2 minutes to play in the quarter. Streaks lead 30-28. Left corner goes to Fix. Now to Bell, pushes her way in, turns, and cut off. Good help by Andrea Sampson. Now back to Fix for three, in and out no good. But Hunter, another offensive rebound. Now a foul on the floor, a push, and if that goes against Deja, that's going to be her third. See who he indicates. It does go against Deja Range, so she's got three fouls now. And see if Coach Massey's going to go to the bench yet. Nope, not yet. And it comes to Bell. Drives baseline, kicks back out to Morgan. Out high right side to Fix. Three-pointers up, missed it. And the rebound is going to go off of UT last. And the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 1:32 to play, leading 30-28. Just not a game with much flow to it at all. I'm not sure if that's something that United Township's doing, if it's something they're doing defensively. It doesn't seem like it. Just, I don't know. Streaks just can't really get anything flowing in this game. Deja with it. Now to Riley. Out high right side. Andrea right wing. Bounces for Deja, but Hunter's there to knock it away. Streaks turned it over for the first time here in the second half. 1:15 to play. Now Morgan, top of the key, fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long. Morgan gets her own rebound. Another offensive rebound for the Panthers. Bell to Hunter, out high left side. A minute to play in the third. Hunter with it on the dribble. Goes right, working against Deja. Cuts her off. Now she pulls it back out on the wing. Kicks out to Fix. Now left wing, Janaea Bell. Bell puts it on the floor. Knocked away and... Oh, come on. Nearly handed her the ball, but a reach is going to go against Kelsey Legg. And that is going to be Kelsey's first foul with 46 seconds of play here in the third quarter. Now quickly, Kaylee Miller is going to get up and check in for the Streaks. And she will give Kelsey Legg a break for the final 46 of this third quarter. Streaks lead 30-28. 46 to play in the third quarter. And it comes to Bell. Gets a pick. Back the other way. Drives in. A runner is up. Way short. Rebound comes down to Kaylee Miller for the Streaks with 38 seconds play. And the Streaks turn it over. Oh, no, they don't. Okay, Bell tapped it out. I wasn't sure that they were going to call it that way. So the Streaks get it back. Kaylee Miller with her first rebound. Bell with the miss. Kaylee Miller with it. Left wing. Riley Jenkins. 25 seconds to play. Kaylee between the circles, dribbles right. Now gives to Riley in the center circle with 20 seconds to play. Riley looks over the defense with 16. Now Streaks will take their time and work for one with 12. Now with 11. Riley on the dribble right side with 9. Andrea top of the key, left wing. Kaylee with 6. Backdoor to Andrea over the left side. Three-pointer for the right wing. Right wing up and good for Andrea Sampson, her second of the quarter. Good way to end the third quarter. After three, it is Galesburg 33, United Township 28. We'll come back with our final 8 minutes. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
You can unwrap presents from Northgate Lanes in Galesburg or Royal Cleaning during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Find out how to play at WGIL.com.
Streaks with the basketball to start the final quarter, leading 33-28. Chloe McCarthy out high on the left side. UT sticking with that 1-2-2 zone. Now Riley Jenkins, Chloe with it between the circles, out high left side. Kelsey Legg, left wing, it goes to Andrea Sampson. Swing it to Chloe out high on the right side, back to Kelsey. Now swing it to Riley on the right wing for three. In and out, no good. Rebound comes out long, and Bell knocks it away, and she's able to come away with it somehow. Now gets knocked away, but Morgan comes up with it for United Township. Streaks with a 33-28 lead. Teams played even at 15 points apiece in that third quarter. Morgan drives, kicks it out to Fix. 18-footers up and good for Aria Fix. Her second basket of the ballgame. It's 33-30 Streaks, 7:10 to play. Tom Erdith, glad to have you along with us here tonight for Silver Street Girls Basketball. Tomorrow night, the Galesburg High Boys at Rock Island. Backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins to Kelsey Legg. She lays it up and in. That has worked a lot tonight. 6 points for Kelsey Legg, 35-30 Streaks. 6:49 to play. Now a steal by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run, down the right side, lays it up short. Rebound off the hands of Deja, and Fix comes away with it. For United Township. Ball gets knocked away though, and it's going to go back to the Panthers on the near sideline. Fixed to inbound, 6:37 to play, 35-30 Streaks lead. And it comes to Morgan. She'll work against Riley Jenkins out between the circles. Morgan, right wing to Fix. Pass blocked by Andrea Sampson. Right back to Fix, though. Now it's Hunter on the left baseline. Puts it on the floor. Goes out to the wing. Hunter kicks out to Morgan. Back to Hunter at the free throw line. A near steal by Andrea. Now Hunter throws up a wild runner. Missed it. And the rebound gets loose. And Janaea Bell comes up with it for United Township. Now it's Fix with it. Fix out between the circles. Right side it goes to Hunter. Hunter dribbles right. Cut off by Deja Range. Now kicks back out to Morgan. Out high on the right side. Under six to play. Streaks with a five-point lead. 35-30. Morgan. I guess the good news is sometimes when they're running their offense, they take a long time to go to the basket. Now Morgan gives it to Hunter. And I think Deja's going to pick up her fourth foul. Yep, that is foul number four on Deja Range. A little bump there as Hunter's kind of gangling a little bit off balance. And somewhat incidental contact. But that's going to be four fouls on Deja Range with 5:47 to play in the ball game. Inbound to Bell. Chloe had gotten a hand on it. Bell was able to get it. She switched her pivot foot, and they didn't call the travel. Now Gordon with it. Down the right side, scoops a shot up, and I think Andrea reached in and got a piece of her arm. And that's going to be the first foul on Andrea, so it'll be Madison Gordon going to the free throw line with two shots. 5:38 to play. Streaks lead 35-30. Gordon, a 5'8 junior for the Panthers. First shot is up and good. Lexi Tucker checks in. She'll replace Deja Rain. She goes to the bench with four fouls, 5:38 to play. Gordon bounces it, eyes the second, puts it up, and missed that one. Rebound comes down to Kelsey Legg for the Streaks. Streaks with a four-point lead. Kelsey Legg, left wing. Swing it to Riley Jenkins on the right side. Oh, come on. She came down off balance, and they called the travel, which she probably did. But, man, we've been seeing a lot of them on this end of the floor that they're not calling. I mean, we had Jasmine Bell completely switch the pivot foot, and they didn't call it that time. Morgan with it, left side. And the ball stolen away by Chloe McCarthy, and she gets bottled up, and they're going to call the foul. It's going to be, I think, Gordon on the reach. Nice job by Chloe McCarthy. And that's, I believe, her third steal of the night. So the Streaks will bring it back the other way with 5:16 to play. 11 turnovers in the game for the Panthers. Riley Jenkins, left wing, long three-pointer, short. Rebound is going to go, they're going to say it went off the Streaks last. Gordon had the inside position there. They said it went off Andrea Sampson last, though. So we'll bring it back the other way. 35-31 Streaks, 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Gordon, top of the key, out between the circles. Dribbles right. Goes to the baseline. Rolls, it gives to Hunter. Hunter lost a handle on it, and the Streaks come up with it. And now a push is going to be called on Hunter. And that'll be, let's see, the fourth team foul now on the Panthers. Six on the Streaks here in the second half. So another United Township turnover. They've got 12 for the game. Early on, it looked like it was going to be a horrible turnover game for both teams. It really hadn't turned out that way. Streaks ended up after four early in the game. Only had five in the first half. They've got six for the game. Andrea, long three right side. That's short. Rebound comes out long to Janaea Bell. Bell brings it across. Cut off by Andrea. Now Morgan has it. Top of the key. Left wing, Janaea Bell. She'll fire the left-handed three-pointer. Good. Janaea Bell with her second of the game. And that makes it 35-34 Streaks with 4:24 to play. Andrea Sampson between the circles. Right wing, Kelsey Legg. Backdoor, or rather Riley Jenkins tried to go backdoor to Kelsey. Got knocked away. And the Streaks will have it on the right baseline. They saw it coming that time, but were only able to knock it away. Streaks get it back. It'll be Kelsey to inbound from the right baseline. 4:17 to play. Inbounds to Alexi Tucker. Fakes, puts it up. No. Oh, a charge. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. This is a crew that normally calls boys games. And you've seen Bell and Hunter both dip the, and well, Gordon, same thing. They've dipped their shoulder and gone and forced their way in. And Kelsey sort of did the same thing on the fake and got called for the offensive foul. Trying to go up for the shot. Or Lexi Tucker, I guess that was. Yeah, so come back the other way. And that's a turnover for the Streaks. Bell with it down left side. Dumps it off to Hunter. 15-footer right baseline is no good. Weak side rebound actually got tapped away, and Bell comes up with it. Bell on the dribble. Leans in. Runner is up and no good. And a rebound down to Hunter this time. And a jump ball call. Possession over points toward United Township. With 3:53 to play, in for the Streaks is Deja Range. Checks back in and replaces Lexi Tucker. Streaks lead 35-34. Inbound to Janaea Bell on the left block. Rolls it up. Missed it. Hunter with a weak side rebound. Puts it up and good. And United Township has the lead once again. First, they've had it since about late in the first quarter. And quickly back the other way, Streaks turn it over. Pass too high, and Coach Massey's going to call a timeout. We'll take one as well. It's a full timeout. 3:42 to play. It's United Township 36, Galesburg 35. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
The Galesburg boys basketball team hits the road for its first Western Big Six Conference game of the season. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Streaks pregame coverage tomorrow night at 7:06 on WGIL.
3:42 to play in the ball game. The Galesburg Silver Streaks now trailing the United Township Panthers 36-35. Streaks turn the ball over, and so they'll come back in on defense. So kind of the good news was when the Streaks had the lead by five or six, United Township was taking a lot of time off the clock on their offensive possessions. Now that they've got the lead, that's not what you want if you're the Streaks. You don't want a lot of time taken off the clock by them. They'll bring it the length of the court. It'll be Gordon to trigger, and Morgan will set the offense for UT. Morgan, Janaea Bell, left wing, dribbles right. Top of the key it goes to Gordon. Gordon near steal, now Bell down, and shot blocked by Kelsey Lake. Kelsey comes up with a steal. Big play by Kelsey Lake. Again, that same thing, Bell dipping her shoulder and running in and traveled, and no call. Kelsey Lake there to take it away from her. Kelsey with it out high on the left side. Swing it right side to Riley Jenkins, 3:11 to play. Now it's Chloe McCarthy between the circles, out high left side to Andrea Sampson. Kelsey Lake left baseline, fires a three, off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Chloe McCarthy leans in, puts it up, got it! Chloe McCarthy with her first basket of the ball game. And the offensive rebound to go with it. Chloe's had a good game for the Streaks here tonight. They retake the lead 37-36. Now a foul on the floor. And it's going to go against Chloe for the reach on Bell. And that's 17 fouls now on the Streaks. So Panthers will shoot free throws the rest of the ball game. So a chance of the one and bonus here for Jasmine Bell. 2:48 to play, 37-36 Streaks. Jasmine Bell at the free throw line. First shot is up. Missed it. Rebound Deja Range for the Streaks. Skies for it. Got bumped. No call. The ball gets loose. Now goes to the floor out near midcourt. And a jump ball is called. Deja had the ball. I mean, people aren't going to take it away from her. She's strong. She got her arm was grabbed, and they just let it go. And end up, fortunately for the Streaks, the possession arrow points their way. So Deja with 6 rebounds in the ball game. They bring a towel out to wipe up the floors. There were bodies everywhere diving after that one. Ben Bell in the mix on that one, too. She does hustle, that's for sure. 2:42 to play. Streaks with a one-point lead, 37-36. Riley Jenkins will set for the Streaks. See, maybe those Streaks will run some time, try to pull them out of the zone a little bit. Got it out top. Kelsey Legg hanging on to it. Now Riley near the center circle. As they're out guarding that passing lane. So Riley's just going to dribble out there. 2:25 to play. Now they're going to come out. Hunter comes out, puts some pressure on. And gives to Chloe. Chloe out high left side. Deja between the circles. Now Riley and a steal. Nope, Riley got it back. They knocked it away. Gordon knocked it away. Riley able to tap it and get it back. She's got to be careful if they're pulling them out of this zone. Got to be careful of those passing lanes. 2:05 to play. Kelsey Legg to Deja between the circles. Now it's Riley out high right side to Chloe. Chloe hands off to Andrea with 1:56 to play. Now Deja, and it's knocked away by Gordon. Gordon comes down with it right side. Loss of handle, now picked it up. Gives to Bell. Drives in the paint. Runner up. In and out. No good. And Hunter with a rebound. Shot blocked by Andrea Sampson. And they're going to give the ball. Well, the one official pointed toward the streaks. The official on the other side says the other way. Probably the right call on that one. Good defensive play by Andrea Sampson to block the shot of Hunter. So Gordon will inbound. Streaks with their third turnover of the second half. In it comes to Hunter in the paint. Puts it up and got it in. And the Panthers take a one-point lead. 38-37. Minute 33 to play in the ball game. Chloe McCarthy out high right side. It's Andrea Sampson. Andrea picks up. Gives to Riley right of the center circle. 1:23 to play. Right wing it goes to Deja Range. Deja directing some traffic. Now Riley to Andrea, right side, turns, fires a three, short, rebound to Deja. Nope, off her hands, ball comes loose, and picking up Andrea Sampson, a collision at midcourt. Now it's Kelsey with it, and okay, we called official timeout, and the Streaks had the ball. Again, usually you wait till the other team gets it. I guess maybe because Riley was slow getting up, but she did get up. Gordon was down, and she's holding onto her arm, holding her right arm, and I mean, Streaks had numbers there as that was starting to develop. So they'll have the basketball on the near sideline with 1:08 to play. If you stop the play, doesn't the player have to leave the game? They're not making her. They're now, United Township calls timeout. Is it a 30? No, it's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:08 to play. It's United Township 38, Galesburg 37. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com. .108 to play in the ballgame. Streaks with a 38-37, but they've got the basketball. I was going to see if I could, if the official was close enough. He wasn't close enough. I thought when they actually, if they called, if the officials called time for an injured player, I thought the player actually had to leave the game. And they called it for Gordon, and she didn't leave the game. They called a timeout. She walked over to the bench with the others, but they were getting ready to start the play before she's the one that actually called the timeout. But I thought that was the rule. Maybe it's football, but I thought it was a basketball thing too. So 68 seconds to play. Streaks with the basketball. They'll have it on the near sideline. Trailing by 1:38-37. Been a tough shooting night. Well, for both teams, quite honestly. 7 points here in the fourth quarter for the Streaks. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins right at the center circle. 1:05 to play. Riley on the dribble. Gives to Kelsey on the left wing. 1 minute to play. Kelsey to Andrea Sampson, left to the center circle. Andrea dribbles right. Gives way to Kelsey Legg. Now it's Riley in the center circle with 50 seconds to play. Riley puts it on the floor. Gives to Kelsey on the right wing with 44 to play. Kelsey swings it over to Riley, left wing. Fires a three. Good! Riley Jenkins for three on the feed from Kelsey Legg. 40-38 Streaks, 33 seconds to play. Morgan with a tab of the key for United Township. Goes to Bell at the free throw line. Drives, traveled, no call. Kicks it out to her sister. She lost a handle. Ball goes to midcourt. It was saved by Morgan. Now Janaea Bell with it. Picks it up, looks for help, and timeout called by Carrie Walker. Again, man, I don't know how they missed the travel, but they did. But this one is going to be, this is a full timeout as well. We'll keep it right here. 18.5 seconds to play. Streaks now with a 40-38 lead. They do have a couple of girls that that have hit some threes here tonight. Gordon has hit one. Janaea Bell has hit a couple of them. Hunter, Gordon, yeah, each have one. So they've got some that can shoot it, but my guess is they'll probably try to get it to Jasmine Bell. She likes to drive, probably try to get in and get a shot up and maybe draw some contact and hope it goes in. I'm guessing that's what they'll be looking for. We'll see what the Streaks will do defensively when they come back out. 18.5 to play. United Township will have the ball on the near sideline out near midcourt. Actually, it'll be about mid-half court is where they're going to have it. So on the near sideline here, UT with 18.5 seconds to play. Streaks, their starter, still on the floor. For United Township, Fix on the bench, Janaea Bell in, and it'll be Gordon to inbound. And it comes to Janaea Bell, left of the center circle, 17 to play. Janaea Bell on the dribble with 15. Gives to Morgan, top of the key with 11. Now it's Jasmine Bell. Dribbles left, pushes off, no call, pulls it back out, picks up, looks for help. Gives to Janaea Bell in the paint. Now she gives to Gordon. She lays it up and in with 1 second to play. And we're going to go to overtime here. Yeah, she doubled Gordon, and that's what Coach Massey's indicating. Gordon double dribbled the ball. She caught it, and as she was dribbling down, dribbled it with both hands, and no call. We are going to overtime. Jade Hunter with a basket with a second left. And we're going to have our first overtime game of the season here for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And Coach Massey was right. I had kind of a bad angle. I thought maybe that happened when I saw Coach Massey indicating that he thought it should have been a double dribble. They didn't call it. And we're going to go to overtime here. 40-40 score at the end of regulation. Galesburg Silver Streaks, the United Township Panthers. Let's see. Streaks outscored 12-7 in that fourth quarter. So we'll go to overtime. Foul trouble for the Streaks. Deja Range with four. A couple of fouls for several others. For United Township, several with a couple of fouls as well. So we'll have our first overtime game of the season tied at 40. Galesburg Silver Streaks and the United Township Panthers. Been a rather interesting game here tonight, just no real flow to it at all, and hopefully the Streaks can get something going here in the overtime four-minute period. So kind of thought you had the momentum when Riley Jenkins hit that three to give the Streaks the two-point lead, but Hunter able to get away and got the easy layup, and we go to overtime. We'll jump it up. Deja Rain steps into the center circle for the Streaks, and it'll be Jasmine Bell. Oh. What are we doing? Okay, he's just making sure the teams are going the right direction. Deja Rain in the center circle for the Streaks, and it'll be Jade Hunter for United Township, kind of the same way we started the game here. So we go to overtime. We've got fans kind of standing in front of the table here. Kind of hard to see. Ball is up, and the tip won by the Streaks. Goes to Andrea Sampson. Now Riley Jenkins to Andrea out high right side. Back to Riley right of the center circle. She'll dribble left. Gives to Kelsey Legg in the left corner. Fires the three. Too strong. Rebound comes out long to Gordon for United Township. 3:38 to play in overtime. We're tied at 40. This is Janaea Bell, left wing. Traveled, no call. Kicks out to Gordon. Gordon dribbles right. Working against, and Evan Massey yelling a five, and they're still not calling it. I mean, Andrew was right on her the whole time. Now Hunter's got it on the left wing. Top of the key to Morgan. Morgan dribbles right. Goes to the baseline. Lost her footing. Got it off to Hunter somehow. Hunter's got it on the wing. Now to Bell. Knocked away by Chloe McCarthy, but Hunter gets it back. Hunter picks up, gives to Gordon out top. Now it's Janaea Bell, left wing to Morgan. 3 minutes to play in the overtime. Morgan fires the three out high left side, missed it. Rebound tapped out, and Morgan comes away with it now. Are you kidding me? After one of the UT players went over Deja's back on the rebound, Deja's going to get called for a foul, and that's going to be it for her. That's going to be five on Deja Range. Deja had the inside position going up for the rebound, and both Hunter and Bell went over her back, and then Deja got called for a reach afterwards. So Deja goes to the bench. Just 1 point on the night on 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Lauren Livingston checks in. So Morgan goes to the free throw line with two shots for United Township. First one is up and good. UT with a 41-40 lead, 2:55 to play in the overtime. Mm-hmm. Deviana Morgan. Second shot is up, and that one is good as well. So 2-point lead for the Panthers. Under 3 minutes to play in the overtime, 42-40 United Township. Lauren Livingston out high with it, left side. Picks up, gives to Kelsey Legg on the left wing. Kelsey with it, brings it out high left side to Lauren Livingston, left wing. She'll fire the three, too strong. Rebound comes down to Janaea Bell for United Township. Streaks 0 for 2, both from behind the arc here in the overtime period. Had good looks at it, couldn't get it to fall. 2.5 minutes to play, 42-40 United Township. Morgan on the dribble. Right side picks up, gives to Janaea Bell between the circles, dribbles left. Now to Gordon between the circles. Gordon to Morgan, tap of the key. Morgan dribbles left with 2:11 to play. Now Janaea Bell, tap of the key. Traveled. She seems to shuffle the feet every time before she puts it on the floor, and they haven't called it yet. Now this is Morgan with it. 2 minutes to play. Now under two. Backdoor pass to Jasmine Bell. Puts it up and in. Freaks fell asleep on that one. Jasmine Bell with the easy 2-4-point lead for United Township with 1:50 to play. Now Coach Massey calls a timeout. 30-second timeout. 1:47 to play in the ball game. Here in overtime, it's United Township 44, Galesburg 40. So, not been a good night for the Streaks, and now trailing by 4 with a minute 47 to play, and not insurmountable by any means, but the Streaks just have not been able to put the ball in the basket too often. Both teams, honestly, have struggled from the field. See what the Streaks can get going here. And really, a lot of shots from the perimeter. The Streaks have done a nice job of getting some good backdoor looks, but a lot of the shots coming from the perimeter, and UT finally, I think, caught on to that backdoor play. We'll see what the Streaks can do here. That'd be a great thing for the play on the inbound here. See what happens. Kelsey Legg to inbound. And it comes to Riley Jenkins near midcourt. And now a push is going to be called on Morgan. That's just the 15 foul, though, on UT. 9 on the Streaks here in the second half. So they've got still a couple more to give. Kelsey Legg to inbound at midcourt. And it comes to Riley Jenkins in the backcourt. She'll bring it across. 1:40 to play. Kelsey Legg out high left side. Swing it over to Riley, left wing. Andrea out high right side. The right wing. Now Andrea out high right side. 1:32 to play. Streaks got to get something going here. 1:29 to play. Andrea dribbles left. Hands off to Kelsey. 1:25 to play. Gotta get to the basket or get a shot off. Now to Andrea. Left baseline for three. Good! Andrea Sampson with the three, make it 44-43. Streaks it, pick up with full court pressure. And they overthrow. Hunter goes out of bounds, and the ball goes back to the Streaks, and they will have it. I believe it's going to be on the baseline. Yeah, nobody touched it. It was over the outstretched arm of Hunter, and the Streaks are going to get it back under their own basket with 1:10 to play, trailing by one, 44-43. Kelsey Legg to inbound from the left baseline. Now Kerry Walker calls another timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:10 to play in overtime. United Township 44, Galesburg 43. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at TempletonRoofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
I'm Will Stevenson. The Salvation Army in Galesburg needs your help in a number of ways this holiday season. We'll talk about it tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
1:10 to play in overtime. Streaks trail 44-43, but they've got the basketball under their own basket. Tom Meredith here at United Township High School. Streaks trail by one. Regulation ended, tied at 40. United Township went up by 4, 44-40 here in the overtime. Streaks trail by one now with a chance to take the lead. Kelsey Legg inbound from the left baseline. Tried to get it in and finally gets it into Riley Jenkins on the left wing. They were risking a 5-second call there. Riley will pull it out and set the offense. Lauren Livingston out high left side. Deja Range fouled out of the ball game, so Lauren Livingston replaced her. Riley Jenkins near the center circle, under a minute to play. Riley with it, Dribbles right, gives to Kelsey out high on the left side. Astreet's going to work for one. We'll see. 52 seconds to play. Backdoor pass from Riley to Kelsey. Up and in. Streaks take the lead. 45-44. 43 seconds to play. Now Morgan nearly lost the ball. Finally got it and brings it across midcourt. Morgan, free throw line, goes to Bell. Runs in to Chloe McCarthy. Chloe with a block. Kelsey Legg with a rebound. Big defensive play by Chloe McCarthy. And we've got a timeout called by Coach Massey. 28.1 seconds to play, and the Streaks will bring it the length of the court. Is it a full timeout? Yeah, this is going to be a full timeout. 28.1 seconds to play. What a big defensive play by Chloe McCarthy, as it was Jasmine Bell. Chloe's caught on to that move and just stood in front of her, and Bell went up with it. Chloe had the hands up, blocked the shot. Kelsey Legg came away with the rebound. Got several contestants for our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Chloe's had several steals tonight. That was a huge play. Big basket down there by Kelsey Legg. A nice feed from Riley Jenkins. Had the big three by Andrea Sampson to cut it to one. So we'll see how this plays out and figure out O'Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks lead 45-44 with 28.1 to play. I imagine first thing that's going to happen is United Township's going to go for the steal, because they've still got another foul to give before the Streaks will shoot free throws. And then they'll worry about putting them to the line. So I'm sure they'll go aggressively for the steal first off. And if they don't get it, then they will probably foul. So the Streaks will have to bring the length of the court. Fix back in for United Township as she replaced Janaea Bell in there to play defense, I guess. I actually had her at the scorer's table prior to that. 28.1 to play. Streaks lead 45-44. Chloe McCarthy will inbound. Full court pressure from the Panthers. They're going to go man-to-man. Chloe inbounds to Kelsey in the backcourt. Now a touch foul is called on Fix, and that's way less contact than what's going on most of the game. So now the Streaks will shoot free throws from here on out if there's any other fouls. 26 seconds to play now. 2 seconds clicked off the clock, and Andrea Sampson will inbound this time. And they're going to throw it long to Riley Jenkins. Riley runs it down left side, and the foul reach is going to go against Gordon. Kind of lucky there. If they wouldn't have called that foul, she actually knocked the ball off Riley's arm. That was a great call by Coach Massey, and a great throw. We saw that the other night from Andrea Sampson to Riley Jenkins, and Riley right on the dribble caught it but got fouled. The foul went against Gordon, her third, but Riley Jenkins is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus for the Streaks. 23.9 to play. Streaks lead 45-44. First shot for Riley is bounces off, no good. Rebound to Hunter for UT. They've got a chance to win it. 20 seconds to play. Hunter on the dribble on the right wing. Out high goes to Morgan with 15. Morgan with 14. Dribbles right with 12. Goes to the right corner, and now timeout called by United Township with 10.3 to play. So this one is a full timeout with 10.3 seconds to play. Here's the situation. Streaks lead by one, 45-44. United Township will have the basketball with a chance to win it. Will not be surprised at any foul call on this, and no violation calls. That's just kind of the way this game has gone. So Streaks had a chance to increase the lead, couldn't knock down the free throw. So we come back this way with 10.3 seconds to play. My guess would be, they'll try to get it to Jasmine Bell to get her to penetrate like she does, and I'm guessing they won't, whether it's clean or not, they won't let it go by without calling a foul. We'll see what happens, though. Hopefully the Streaks can prevent her from getting the ball, make somebody else beat you. 10.3 to play, 45-44, the Streaks lead. United Township will have the ball on the sideline in front of their own bench. And it will be Bell's going to inbound. So what the Streaks really need to watch, he actually honestly would drop off her and get between her and the basket and wait for, because she's going to inbound and probably immediately go for toward the basket. So Bell to inbound. Looking. Finally gets it into Morgan in the center circle, right back to Bell. Bell dribbles left, carry the ball, no call. Gets it off to Hunter, and Hunter missed the shot. And the ball goes out of bounds. There's a lot of contact on it. That wasn't called. It goes out of bounds, going to go back to UT. And Kerry Walker is going to call another timeout here. Wow, that one I can't believe they didn't call the foul. I also can't believe they didn't call the carry on Bell. She dribbled it up overhead and kind of caught it and brought it back down. And then when Hunter went up for the shot, Chloe McCarthy ran into her, and they didn't call that. And the ball went off the Streaks last, so 4.3 seconds to play. And the Streaks with a one-point lead. Wow. Interesting turn of events there. Here in overtime at United Township High School, Tom Meredith, glad to have you along with us tonight. Streaks back in action Saturday afternoon. Was a play host to the Limestone Rockets at John Thiel Gym. We'll have the pregame around 1:10, 1:30 scheduled tip. Galesburg High boys in action tomorrow night. They'll be up here in the Quad Cities. Open conference play at the Rock Garden against the Rock Island Rocks. And their first road game of the season as well. 4.3 seconds to play. Yeah, I guess I was wrong about it. I thought they were calling any contact, and that one that probably should have been a foul, that one didn't get called. So we'll see what happens this time around with 4.3 seconds to play. I think the officials just want to get out of here, too, as we're coming up on 8 o'clock here. All right, 4.3 to play. United Township will have the ball under their own basket. They'll be on the left baseline just in front of us here, our table here at the end of the court. It'll be Gordon to inbound. Lexi Tucker in now for the Streaks for defensive purposes. Over the top it comes to Hunter in the paint. Hunter throws a shot up, missed it. Ball goes to the floor, and time the jump ball is called with 0.4 seconds to play, and it goes back to United Township. And Hunter just lost her foot. She went up off balance and lost her footing and fell and lost the ball. And now the final timeout called by Carrie Walker. I mean, fans didn't like that, but she was nobody touched her. She just came down awkwardly and lost a handle on it. The only thing I thought maybe they could have called before the jump ball, it looked like Hunter kind of slid across the floor after going after that one. Could have been a travel. But so 0.4 seconds, basically you have time. You don't have time to do anything but catch and shoot, almost an alley-oop type thing. I don't know if that you've got time to actually, yeah, and that's what the officials are indicating to each other. It's got to be basically a tip. So the guess is you're going to throw it, you have both Hunter and Bell in the lane, try to throw it over the top of them and hope either hope they can tip it in or hope you get a foul called on it. So now Coach Massey's going to put Abby Davidson in, the 5'11 freshman. She jumps well. I'm sure they'll have her in there to try to help out with that particular play. So she's going to check in. She'll be in there with Lexi Tucker, Kelsey Legg, Andrea Sampson, and Riley Jenkins. Oh, no, he did pull her back. He didn't put her in. He left Chloe in there and Lexi. All right, inbound comes to Morgan, knocked away by Riley Jenkins, and overtime. The clock didn't even start for a while, but finally it did. The Streaks win it in overtime. The final score, Galesburg 45, United Township 44. We'll take a timeout, come back and talk about this one, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey as well. Streaks win it 45-44 in overtime. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
GHS Girls Basketball at WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, by Office Specialists providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
See, the drain isn't working at all. I was standing in water the whole shower.
It's probably full of hair. Did you try cleaning it?
Why me?
It's your hair.
Fine. What do I do?
Just pop that up.
Oh my gross.
Ugh, it can't be that bad.
Ugh.
Oh, that is nasty.
Why does it smell?
Where's your dad?
I'm not cleaning that hairy drain. I don't even have hair.
Sometimes it's not that you can't do it. It's that you just don't want to. Hi, I'm Julie with Lambesio Incorporated. Before you have a house full of company, make sure you get any little issues you're having fixed so they don't become big issues. Because no one needs backed up drains, overflowing toilets, or a water heater that doesn't heat on Christmas Day. If you get a leak, we'll take a peek. And we're always happy to repair whatever your husband said he fixed. Give us a call at Lambesio Incorporated and make sure your holidays are hairball and stress-free. 341-1802.
If you had the money, what would you remodel at your house? What kind of recreational vehicle would you get? What is your ultimate vacation destination? I'm Stephanie Adelson with Tompkins State Bank. It's fun to imagine what you'd do with a little extra money, but it doesn't have to be hypothetical. Set up an appointment with me at Tompkins State Bank in Avon today and get a loan for that remodel, the ATV, or that trip to the Caribbean. You only live once. Come see us soon.
Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. NMLS 405055. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
The official WGIL forecast calling for clouds tonight. Patchy fog, a slight chance of freezing rain overnight, a low near 27. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, patchy fog, a high near 36, and tomorrow night, cloudy with showers overnight, with temperatures rising to around 39 degrees by 5 a.m., and clouds on Saturday with rain likely before noon and a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 30 degrees, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Streaks win it tonight here in overtime by a final of 45-44. That's probably not going to make much sense, coach. I had to keep it a little bit differently, trying to keep track of makes and misses here without Eric. Streaks head coach Evan Massey brought you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, the bottom line is you got the victory. It was just such a strange game. There was no flow to this game.
Well, I mean, you know, for us, I thought I made the comment to Jay late first half that I think we were up maybe 18-13 in late second quarter. And I made the comment, I said, we have absolutely dominated this half, and we've got a five-point lead. And the reason we have a five-point lead is that we couldn't score points.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for us, the margin of error, you know, I thought for the most part we dominated. We didn't rebound. If we'd rebounded, we wouldn't have been overtime. But I thought for us, we did a nice job. There was when they took the lead in regulation, you could tell there was a panic. There was a, like, here we go again kind of thing, look on some of the kids' face. And Jace had commented, Barshinger, we need to get a timeout, and we did. And I thought they regrouped. And I thought that, you know, for early in the year, a tight game, I thought down the stretch we really executed well, that they went to a box and one, and we ran a play where we turned Andrea, who was being manned, turned her into a screener, and Riley got wide open for the shot and stuff. And, you know, Andrea was smart enough to understand to just screen her own person and stuff. So a lot of good things, I thought, down the stretch.
Yeah, and kind of the same thing, honestly, in the overtime. They went up by 44-40, and again, you didn't panic. I kind of saw that look a little bit, but then come down, Andrea hits the three, and you're right back in it, and then you get the turnover right after that and the play under the basket. So you never – I mean, they just persevered.
Right, and I thought our post did a nice job screening to get us open for the layup against the zone. You don't usually think you're going to get a layup against the zone, but I think we probably got 12 points on that.
Yeah, that nice backdoor to the weak side, that worked several times. But yeah, just struggling from the field, and that was kind of both ways, because even with I did lost track of offensive rebounds what they had, but even fortunately for us, a lot of those they had, they were still missing the shots in there. I thought you guys girls did a really nice job, even when they got free for a few shots and some on the offensive rebounds, but when they were going, especially late in the game, they were being aggressive. You got some blocks, you got some steals. seals and never gave up defensively.
Right, right. And, yeah, a good win for us because, I mean, realistically, you look at it, we didn't shoot well and we didn't rebound and we win the game. And for us, we just got to keep working on stuff and that they're the it's just hard for us to score points. And I honestly didn't see that coming at the beginning of the year for us. But I think we'll get better. I thought Lauren struggled some defensively, but, boy, she hit some shots.
Yeah.
You know, in that first half, the two sophomores were really offensively doing a nice job for us.
One thing I liked that she did also late in the game, she missed it, but she was not scared. She had the wide open three. She took it. I mean, mm-hmm. That's what she should have done.
Yeah, I agree.
Early on also, you struggled. Four turnovers right off the bat. You didn't score, but then you actually protected the ball pretty well after that. I think you only had three in the second half after five in the first half, and I think the one came late in the second quarter. So you really did a good job of taking care of the ball tonight.
Right. I thought we did. I think, it's certainly a game that, I would have felt good of how we played even if we had lost. But I thought it was a game where I thought we, we did enough good things that I was sure glad we got rewarded.
Yeah, and it's nice to get a close one like that, have some pressure in the first overtime game of the season. Some of the young girls seeing some time because Deja fouled out, so it was kind of good to kind of be in that situation at this point.
Yeah, it was. And, fortunately, I think we defended just well enough down the stretch to get the job done.
Saturday afternoon game, non-conference, Limestone out of the Middle Illinois Conference. What do they have coming in this year?
Well, they're a senior-dominated team, and, I think they're kind of about like us in a situation where, they're hoping to kind of get some momentum, and, they're probably looking right now and thinking coming to Galesburg would be a good situation for them.
Coach, congratulations on a good win here tonight. Streaks win it 45-44.
Thanks.
Streaks in overtime with a victory. Streaks head coach Evan Massey brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. We'll take a timeout, come back, talk more about this one, run down some stats as well. Streaks win it in overtime, 45-44. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens no! No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use-it-or-lose-it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Farm King has toys and tools for gift giving. Come to Toyland for $5 off 14-inch Cabbage Patch dolls. Check the 20-piece WOW Classic Train set for $11.99. And in-stock Aurora plush toys are 25% off at Farm King. Did you say tools? Save $100 off an 18-volt DeWalt hammer drill and impact driver kit. Or $50 off a Makita cordless blower kit. Save 25% off in-stock Crescent tools. And save big on ratchet tie-downs. Don't forget the evening shopper coupon this week at Farm King.
You can unwrap presents from Iron Spike Brewing Company, The Strength Collective, or Vic Roy's during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Find out how to play at WGIL.com.
Streaks won it here tonight in overtime, 45-44 over the United Township Panthers. Tom Meredith, thanks for being with us here tonight. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. What we've got scoring-wise, Streaks with a couple of players in double figures, led by Andrea Sampson with 16 points on 4 three-pointers and a couple of twos. 12 points for Riley Jenkins, 3 two-pointers and a couple of three-pointers. 9 points for Kelsey Legg on a 2, a 3, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. She also had 5 rebounds. 6 points for Lauren Livingston off the bench. She hit a 3 and was 3 for 4 from the free throw line. 2 points for Chloe McCarthy. Chloe with 4 steals in the ball game, a big block late in the game as well. 1 point for Deja Range on 1 for 2 from the free throw line. The streak 6 for 10 from the line. They hit 8 three-pointers in the basketball game. Didn't get all the way through to see what we shot, but it wasn't very good. I do know that. United Township, a couple of players in double figures as well, both with 13. Jasmine Bell on five baskets, 3 for 5 from the line. Jade Hunter on 6 baskets, 1 for 1 from the line. 4 points for Daviana Morgan, 4 for Aria Fix, 6 points off the bell for off the bench for Janaea Bell on a couple of three-pointers. Our post-game stats brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We will take our final timeout, come back, and name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. I'm GM Brian Penniman. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
The president has the ability to get this done, even withstanding this opposition that he faces.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11 weekday mornings, WGIL.
Back here, United Township High School. Tom Meredith. Streaks win it in overtime, 45-44. Gales were down 4-3 overall, 1-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. The Panthers dropped to 0-4, 0-2 in the Western Big Six. Time right now to name our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Well, this is a tough one. Several different ways that we could go. Andrea Sampson hit a really big three in overtime that cut it to 44-43. She had 16 points, 3 rebounds, good defensive game. Riley Jenkins with 12 points, a lot of great assists in this ball game as well. Did a good job running the offense. Kelsey Legg, a good job defensively again, 9 points, also 5 rebounds. But some big plays throughout this one. And I'm going to go with the defense tonight. This young lady didn't score. She did have she had one basket in the fourth quarter, which was a big one on a backdoor that she put up and in. How many rebounds? Let's see. I lost my rebound sheet. Here we are. Also had 4 rebounds, and I had her for 4 steals in the ball game. But the biggest play came late in the game. Jasmine Bell drives down the left side of the lane, and she stood there. Arm straight up, blocked the shot, which would have been one that put UT back on top. So Chloe McCarthy just really did a nice job defensively tonight for the Streaks, rebounding some steals as well, 4 steals in the game. But that big, big play defensively down the stretch in overtime. Chloe McCarthy, our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Autobody, you better call Dave's. Well, good win here tonight. Kind of a strange game, but win is win. 45-44, Streaks win it in overtime here tonight over the United Township Panthers. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation, as always, to Streaks Road Games. Galesburg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Tomorrow night, Galesburg High boys at Rock Island to take on the Rocks as they open Western Big Six play and their first road game of the season. Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman will be there for that around 7:06 for the pregame. And the girls back at it on Saturday afternoon. We'll be back at John Field Gym as the Streaks will play host to the Limestone Rockets. Thanks to our studio engineer, Sean McCutcheon. Tom Ayrton saying goodnight from United Township.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.